Here's one example of the confusion with this ongoing story. Today we called the Honduran embassy here in Washington to find the ambassador. We reached a minister at the embassy, Rodolfo Pastor, and he told us the ambassador is no longer the ambassador. But we then reached that ambassador, Roberto Flores Bermudez, and he told us he has not yet received any notification of a change in his status. Mr. Flores Bermudez was called back to Honduras for consultations with the new government. He spoke with us from the Honduran capital, Tegucigalpa, and he told us his loyalties are to his country.
President Zelaya appointed me to Washington, D.C., and of course I have participated with him on many missions, and what has happened now is that there has been a change of government, and from what I have been hearing, it has been a due process of law that has taken place.
Did you say it has been a due process of law or undue process?
I said a due process of law. As far as I can tell, the constitutional order of the country was never interrupted, and the application of the laws of Honduras have been fulfilled. And this is what I'm learning here, and there is the need for the international community to be able to listen to what actually happened here and not just listen to one side of only one of the parties. To listen to all sides. This is very important.
So you're saying the coup that ousted President Zelaya in Honduras was legitimate and there is a legitimate government now in place there?
Well, first of all, I was not qualifying what happened as a coup. A coup would mean the disrupture of constitutional order in my country. Mm-hmm. That did not happen. So it's not a coup. It's a constitutional procedure to remove from office a president that had been in breach of law. The procedure took place. A commission was established by the Congress according to procedure. The report pointed at violation of law by the president, and therefore, in application of the constitutional regulations, the decision was adopted by unanimity in the Congress. All of the parties, all of the political parties present in the Honduran Congress voted in favor of separating the president from his office, from his post, and to designate the new president according to the constitutional order, the way the succession should take place.
But, Mr. Ambassador, wasn't President Zelaya removed from office at bayonet point by the military?
There was a legal order by a tribunal of the country because of the violations in which the president had been found to be in breach of the law. There was an order for his detainment or capture. And this order was passed on to the armed forces, as I have been told here, and they carried it out, and it was the armed forces because of the sensitive nature of the action they had to undertake.
Has your mind on what happened there been changed since you got back to Honduras?
Well, actually, what I see that happened here is that the country has been united within a legal framework to change the president. That is what I began to realize as soon as one sees the development of the events, which I granted are confusing. And if you just look at the violent act of taking the president out of the country, yes, you could very easily arrive at that conclusion. But when you take a look at the reasons and the procedure that was employed, the legal procedure within the legislative branch of my country, then, yes, that is why I arrive at this conclusion.
Well, Mr. Ambassador, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you again. This block is a pleasure.
That's the Honduran ambassador to the United States, Roberto Flores Bermudez, speaking with us from Tegucigalpa in Honduras.